This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I hated that.
Yeah. No, it's like a Jaman thing, y'all.
No.
So I truly fear the audio from on my end for this one's going to be unusable because echoey? I'm hearing an echo.
Yeah, I can almost hear it. I hear it a little bit in the Zoom, so it's going to be bad.
I should have gone in that closet behind you.
It's not a walk-in.
It's a talk-in. Hey. All you need to do is talk into the clothes of the closet.
That's
he's
better.
Searching.
Right. Really? I was. I've been muted by the host. This is absurd. We're talking.
No applause for that.
New year, new me. I don't know what else to say. What?
Yeah.
Sounds so bad.
How yeah, does it sound distant. Bad?
I don't know. It's like your audio is distant.
Your energy, I think,
is distant.
Yeah, your energy is distant.
I was trying to start things off with off. A bang.
Yeah,
your energy's
totally
off. Your audio's off.
Completely.
What are
off.
You talking about?
Now it's on.
No, it's
right.
On. No,
yes, it's on.
Yeah, but it's still distant.
Distant? What do you mean distant, man?
Like,
how's this?
My
that better?
Distant. No.
That's not better.
It's a little bit better. You just sound like it's not the audio is not coming from your microphone. It's coming from like a computer in a different room.
Yeah.
It says it's coming from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can still hear you.
That's fine. That's fine. If you
I
can
think you're
make it.
Yeah. Yell the entire time.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. Yes. I'm going to yell, which for the audio listeners at home are going to be hearing full blast. Y'all will hear the faintest whiff of my voice.
I'm like, I feel like your audio is not going to record correctly, and the audience is also going to have to listen to the Zoom audio
Facts.
Of you.
Right.
That's going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Listen, we've got Danny Sellers back on the show for the first time in like, what, 9 months, a year?
Yeah, since high school, sir.
That's, people are going to love that. I still think we need to put that on a hoodie. This is my first day back at work after a 3 week holiday break. So the energy is crazy today.
Yeah.
You're already like stressed out and overworked as if the vacation didn't exist.
I did way too much traveling and meeting new people. It didn't feel like a break at all.
It's a lot of social energy.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
What's that?
Where did you go?
I chose joy. In whatever direction that manifested itself, aka Sugar and Falls, Ohio, aka New Jack City, New York, shitty, and
nice.
Then upstate New York.
Upstate? What was upstate? Like a vacation within the vacation within the vacation.
In a way.
Dane?
I basically, you know, bar crawls?
Yeah.
This was a Dane crawl. So I hopped from Dane's favorite restaurants and bars hither than thither in Dutchess County.
How was that part of it?
Cold and bad.
Yeah, because you went in early January, right?
In a way.
Yeah.
Rika looks like that's her poker face and she has a really good hand.
No, I was just thinking about how we're wearing the same outfit and I was going to change my scrunchie to match yours. But
this show sucks.
Mariki, you look like JoJo Siwa.
No. She said before we started recording, never don't I look like before. JoJo Siwa? Amir said yeah. I didn't know who that
I mean,
was.
Once Danny, I'm going to send a photo of JoJo Siwa to the chat, and once Danny sees it, he's going to LOL. Yeah.
Bet.
Danny, let's focus the whole show on you for like 10 minutes. What have you been up to the past 3 weeks? Did you go home to Cincinnati? Have you been creating joy for yourself and others?
Oh, me? Danny?
Yeah.
Been relaxing, dog. I'm really big on this year making stuff. So like producing comedy shows, making like little short films and stuff like that. Just trying to be a creator. Since the last time you guys saw me, I've been producing a lot of stuff behind the camera, which I've learned a lot. And yeah, man, this is my Jordan year, I guess. Except for that one time.
Are you 23?
No, I'm 30. But it's...
But he worked 30 in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or something like that.
I'm keeping my Jordan year for 45. And I'm going to be...
What will you be like when you're... I feel like you're going to be a real strange-ass dude.
I'm
going to
be dead. I'm going to be gone.
I'm going to be gone.
He's out of here. JoJo Siwa, I agree. Yeah, that's definitely the same vibe for sure.
Yeah, you know, subtle.
We should definitely put this in the final edit just so we can have the similar vibe. Make this the cover art for the episode.
Right. Yeah.
Is Marika,
what about JoJo C word?
Jeff is... we're cool. Unable to hear you again.
Me?
Well, now it's back.
I'm the problem,
like, sometimes...
it's you.
Sometimes your mouth moves and there's nothing coming out of it.
Okay. Well, let's keep things going, I guess, then. Into...
Nice.
The segment's starting to finally pay off, all right? Because the Bond producers are nearing their casting choice. At the moment, the frontrunner seems to be Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Who was my first pick for Bond of the Week, everybody. I'm winning. I am.
Is that
Barbara
true?
Broccoli. Yes, because someone made a wiki page. Thank you so much. I think on episode 71 or 72, the second video episode, I said Aaron Taylor Johnson should be Bond. And if he is Bond, I deserve praise. I deserve respect. And I deserve cash.
But what if my Bond wins and it's Barry Bonds?
That's tight.
Danny, who's your Bond of the Week? And we'll get you in on this sort of cash deal if it becomes who you're about to say.
Sleeper pick, Nick Saban.
Who?
Isn't that the Alabama football coach?
Yes, exactly. I can see a nice turn. They're going, instead of like London and like Paris, they're going to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to stop some international arms dealer. I feel like that shit could slap.
Roll Tide. I feel
like the Mississippi River.
Right, exactly.
I feel like he could be the villain.
Yeah, well, it's the whole part of the whole twist, you know.
I feel like I'm not going to choose anymore, right? Because like
you're locking in Aaron Taylor Johnson, or you think you already won?
Neither. Well, I don't need to choose because I think I've already won. I'm not going to lock him in. I have a lot of good options on my list that I've already shared.
Verika's more confident in 2023 than I've ever seen anyone ever be.
Talk your shit, queen.
This is her Jordan year.
You're right. This is her real Jordan year.
Meaning she's going to have the flu.
Oh, no.
She's going to eat bad pizza in Utah once.
I'm going to shut the fuck up for
allegedly. Is that an Avicii song?
No.
I'll say Aaron... I'll go Aaron Taylor Johnson.
No.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know if it's been said, and I feel like I might be the most accurate guess so far.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I think that I read somewhere that they might be narrowing down, and it's to Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Right.
I think.
Right. So you're choosing.
It feels like a good pick.
Uh-huh.
Per sources.
Interesting. No.
I want to be the last sort of one to guess the correct one before James.
Right at the deadline.
Yes, right at the deadline.
Article.
Announcement. Yeah.
We do have to move on. Moderna considers a price of $130 for their COVID-19 vaccine following the end of government contracts. My question to you guys... Excuse me, actually. My question to you guys is, what is a fair price for a vaccine for COVID-19? What would y'all set it at?
Is it a Shark Tank?
Let's hear your pitch. Yeah, no way.
$0.
Okay.
Fuck everything that's happening in this world.
Okay, that's an interesting take for sure. I'll go 131, Price is Right rules style. So I'll box out. Yeah.
Damn, Daniel.
Box him out so I get everything above 130. It's a tough time to be Moderna because nobody wants to take their vax anymore, and now they have to start charging. It's sort of a double whammy slash edged sword in that way. It's going to be difficult for them to find paying customers, I think.
Same. Who, like,
yeah,
who's gonna pay for it? I mean, I guess insurance will pay for it, right? Still, right?
That'd be nice, but TBD, I guess.
And then, Amir, what if insurance does cover it? How do you feel then?
That's good and the way it should work. And so,
okay,
I'm happy that the process, even in this hypothetical situation, is working out.
Big insurance guy.
Yeah,
I'm I'm a big Anthem head.
Blue Cross or Blue Shield?
Anthem gang.
Blue Cross.
Blue Shield.
I just want to...
That's rise definitely like up.
A college. Some random and private
college. You say Blue Cross, you say Blue Shield.
That's good.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys. Danny's the only one with any energy today.
That's not so rude.
Amir's checking his phone. Really?
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here, that's all.
I was just on a cross-country flight.
Today?
Yes.
We're all in LA doing this on Zoom.
We're all in LA, and I'm the only one in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You definitely should have just came to the studio.
Yeah. At the very least, just to see each other.
I didn't want Danny to have to drive all the way across town. Mm. I didn't want to have to
see
Marika IRL. That's true.
Almost every night for stand-up, I drive across the town.
Danny's
that's
him.
Exactly. That's my point.
I'm Himothy.
He really is him. Himothy.
Auld Lang Syne really is him.
I got that on picture you posted of Amir talking about, what do you say?
Amir in 10th grade. Even at age 15, I was him.
Yeah, that got me good.
This shit was so funny.
Braces and a middle part with moose in my hair.
Being the ends dude. Bumped oh, yeah. too. That was nice. Yeah, that was crazy.
Moose in my hair.
The nice
I was
loose
that dude.
T-shirt neck.
Yeah.
You weren't an incel, you were a cell.
This is awkward.
Like an amoeba?
Like an amoeba, yeah.
Single celled organism, I guess. Piece of shit. The hell's your problem? Trying to have a fun time.
Sorry.
Do you have candles on the back, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got one going.
Are you about to have sex? Is that why you didn't want to come? I feel like you have a very sexy ass room right now. I feel like you didn't want to come in because you're about to.
This is just my room. What's the least sexy thing
about it? He doesn't believe in overhead lighting.
Mm.
Nobody should ever use the overhead lights.
Can't hear a word Amir, you just said, so.
Nobody should ever use the overhead lights! Is that better?
Yeah, it was, actually.
I feel like you read that once 8 years ago, and now it's your life philosophy, but do you ever, dig into why?
No, absolutely not. I felt this way from jump, and then I read an interview with an architect / interior designer who fucking, confirmed the shit. He doesn't even build lights into the ceiling when he builds a home. Right? So why should I, excuse me for a second, actually, everyone. Why should I use the overheads when...
And what's the thinking there?
What's that?
What's the joy of floor lamps over...
I didn't say floor lamps. I just said lamps.
This feels impractical.
Not overhead.
It's like maybe so many lamps switches. Everywhere. You gotta so every time yeah, you leave so the room, switches, it takes you 5 minutes.
Or you
minutes.
Can like automate it, but like still,
everyone's jumping down my throat. When the only person who already hasn't taken this advice is Amir, seemingly, because his overheads, I have to say, actually look pretty nice, actually.
So your one bedrock stance is already not there anymore.
It also, you know, you're it depends on waver. The warmth of the light. Like, you're not going to put daylight bulbs in your bedroom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be bright like, that's white bathroom fluorescent. Only. It could be soft
if it's
yellow.
If it's over 2700 Kelvin... I really think you shouldn't continue on.
And I think if your bathroom is a warm light, reconsider your life.
Yeah, that is strange.
Tea.
Kitchens can have 2,700. Bathrooms can have 2,700. But even that, you kind of want 2,100 Kelvin on the day. And I might have to be a lighting designer.
Oh.
The tasting table asks, does Prosecco really cause the worst hangovers? The truth is in the bubbles. Anything with bubbles will give you a worse hangover. So it's not really Prosecco, it's just anything with bubbles.
I don't believe in any of them. Table. Bad versus good hangover. I think that's all fake. It's all alcohol. It's all poison. If you drink enough of it, you'll feel bad, regardless of the shape or shade.
It doesn't matter what
liquor
size.
Why does the bubble affect it? Does that just ultimately make your stomach more upset? The bubbles.
Well, all hangovers are caused by dehydration, Danny. I don't know if you knew that. And so when you have the bubbles,
I've never had a hangover.
Do you turn up, Riga?
No.
She takes those pills that they give you in gas stations.
the horse
extreme pills? Ultimate rhino. harness the power of the rhinoceros in your everyday life.
I do most of my shopping at a 7-Eleven.
That seems
most of my
super
pharmaceuticals.
The Wall Street Journal asks, is now a good time to buy a car? The answer? No.
There's no shock there.
Right. But I guess I was surprised that that was a headline.
Is it a good time to buy anything right now? I feel like everything is like way more expensive than it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. I'm going to see a movie tonight and it was like $27. I'm like, okay, sure. Everything
what movie
is just
are you seeing?
3x normal right. Nowadays. Megan M3
Megan.
Jan.
Yeah. With who?
Don't worry about it.
Can I come?
Sure.
Nice.
Me too.
I thought you don't like horror movies.
I don't, but everyone's saying this movie is good and maybe I gotta go.
Let me know.
They said that about Barbarian and you didn't want to watch that, right?
Yeah, that's Los too Spielers? Scary, but like how Los scary Spielers can Megan be, you know? She's a what dancing doll.
Let's find out.
Alamo Draft House or the AMC downtown. Or
can't hear you, Jeff. Yeah. I also don't feel comfortable Jeff podcasting on his stomach right now.
Yeah, because you know he's sort of grinding. he's subconsciously like a 6 year old that doesn't quite know what it means yet. Yeah.
His ankles just across over his shoulder every chuckle.
This was his ass picture, but kind of clothed. Split your legs so we can see your little feet. To the left. Yeah, that's just really weird. That's so bony. Bony ass ankles. Oh,
have you
my
heard from
God.
Goni recently?
I haven't actually. Let me see those feet again just one Shout more time. Yeah, all right, I got it. Got him.
What were you doing before this? I feel like it was some wild shit happening because the vibe is just different. You have a very interesting vibe right now.
The vibe is simply. Different.
Jeffrey's kind of him right now.
Right, yeah, he might. Now that I think about it, the vote is in.
The vibe is him.
According to GQ, Austin Butler left his hair a little messy.
For what?
Bed.
Like for Elvis go. Or...
Guy in the shorts better get out of the way. Dominatrix coming through to take the mic at a Fort Lauderdale City Commission meeting.
Good evening, council peoples. You may call me Mistress.
Wearing an outfit that everyone kept comparing to Daft Punk. There was no way not to lose yourself to Mistress as she brought up the contract for solid waste management.
That you will spend almost $1 million.
Of course, that got compared to Dr. Evil.
$1 million.
Mistress proposed they spend a quarter of that million to support dominants and submissives.
To build a dungeon.
And in that dungeon...
I look forward to spanking each and every single one of you.
The commission members were unfazed. Dare we say, submissive? Us to a club called Crave X Miami, where they don't answer, how may I help you?
How may I spank you?
How may you spank me? Some in the fetish community said Mistress Crave is giving them all a bad name. But Crave told CNN anyone who says that requires firm and forceful punishment. While promoting a club, she did manage to create some spanking new headlines. Ginny Mos, CNN.
You are dismissed.
New York.
Okay, thank you. And happy
holidays. Have we ever figured out if Janine is related to Katie? Wouldn't that be crazy?
Is it the same last name?
Yeah. I just noticed
really?
That. Yeah.
I thought she was saying most.
Yeah.
Genie Moose. CNN. I really want to have her on the show this year.
Okay. I'm like, who are you talking about? Sorry. I was that was weird, Jeff. Definitely. I also feel like it was some horny ass commissioners. Like, maybe she has a point. Like, this shit might.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wanted to bring this up just to see, first of all, to check in on Genie Moose because she's my favorite reporter, but also to see how you guys would feel about a publicly funded BDSM dungeon.
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know, like, I don't know what the public funds, but that feels like
infrastructure.
Yeah. Parks.
Yeah.
Compromise.
That's like a park, right?
Is,
yeah, sure.
Whatever, Secretary of the Interior of my ass.
A coochie clubhouse.
That's really good.
Yeah, I feel like after you solve homelessness, the next priority should be
spanking people's asses. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we do have to take a quick break. Thank some sponsors, maybe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to the HeadGum Podcast. Do you guys see this? Noma, the quote, best restaurant in the world, is closing its doors.
Didn't see it. Don't know where it is. Where is it?
That's going to be in Copenhagen.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this place has long been considered the best restaurant in the world. Not sure what standards. Maybe it's because it had a bunch of Michelin stars for a long time or something. But
Shake Shack is too.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So shut up.
Noma. Then
shut
Shack
up. And, yeah. Shut up. All right. So I thought I could list out some dishes just to kind of memorialize Noma, which is again the quote. What was that?
Okay.
This is weird.
I'm going to sit down. Ugh.
All right. So I thought that we could list out some dishes, some of which are from Noma, the quote, best restaurant in the world, and some of which I just made up. And this is a segment I like to call Noma.
Can we guess the name of this segment?
I was gonna guess that news clip on the brain.
Yeah, I was gonna guess Noma or Nah.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Yes.
This is Noma or Nah. So here we go. Grilled reindeer heart on a bed of fresh pine.
That's you.
That is real, and that is from Noma. They serve
reindeer heart.
Grilled reindeer heart on a bed of fresh pine. Here we go. Sous vide hen on a bed of lentils and succotash.
What's a lentil?
It's like a string bean.
I like that you asked what a lentil is and not succotash.
I didn't know any of it. Hen.
It's sous vide hen on a bed of lentils and succotash.
I think that's you.
That's real.
Correct. So that was me. Oh, wow. Amir, you were wrong. Here we go.
Lentils like a bean.
Yeah. Flounder, wood grilled in the Nordic fashion.
Flounder?
Nordic? I think it's a Copenhagen in the Nordic region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is in Denmark.
And you did say flounder.
Flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Wood grilled in the Nordic fashion.
Nordic fashion sounds like something you'd say, so I would say you.
I'm going to go with them.
Amir was right. That one was me. Here we go.
Wow.
Saffron ice cream in a beeswax bowl.
Oh my God. All this sounds very white.
Yes.
Them slash him.
Right. It's him.
Marika?
Oh, I'm going to go Noma.
That was Noma. Ultimately, that was Noma. 2-year-old aged carrots with duck brain.
No one's making that.
Duck brain.
Correct.
I really want it to be Noma, so I'm going to go Noma.
A 2-year-old carrot? There's no way. There's no way.
I really want it to be
Jeffrey.
It's not real.
That's Noma.
Yes. What? I'm looking that dish up right now.
All right, here we go.
Duck brain.
Cream of hen of the woods soup.
I mean, sorry, I'm looking up 2-year-old carrot with duck brain.
Yeah.
Is it pickled or like, what is it?
I
like?
Have to assume.
That shit sounds disgusting.
Keep in mind, or all of this like is like
left
hundreds
in the
of
ground,
dollars.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's like we've been growing this for 2 years. I don't believe. How can you even eat it? How
oh my god, the duck brain is served in the beak.
That's so
That's
gross.
Disgusting. Oh.
Okay.
This Maybe. Is the number one restaurant in the
Cream
world.
Cream of hen of the woods soup.
That's you.
Hen of the woods?
Correct. That's a kind of mushroom that looks mushroom, like a yeah. flower.
This looks like torture. This is terrible.
Lime brie pancakes with warmed maple syrup.
What was the first word?
Lime brie pancakes with warm.
Noma.
Okay.
It sounds kind of good. It might slap a little bit.
Yeah. Amir?
Jeffrey.
Correct! That was me. It's just lemon ricotta pancakes. But
yeah. Right, yeah.
A single beetle made of fruit leather.
There's
made
no
by
way.
An intern.
Noma.
Intern.
That is a real thing that they had unpaid interns doing, making beetles in a wooden box and serving them out of fruit leather.
That's not true.
That is
That's
true.
Good hazing.
Here we go. Grilled cheese foam.
Where's the foam come into play? Like, is it the whole thing is foam? Is it cheese foam?
There's no way.
I mean, I'm going to kind of give it away by saying this, but the foam is supposed to taste like grilled cheese.
Oh.
It's like, yeah.
So you know the exact ingredients.
I just saw a photo.
I just saw FOMO.
Right.
Nice. I think this is your
I made that one up. Little gem yeah. salad with rubies instead of lettuce.
You need texture.
That's you, man. It's always
correct.
I do wish it was just a dish that was a salad but with like pomegranate seeds instead of lettuce.
That's good.
That was Noma or Gnaw. R.I.P. Noma, but it, based on some of the dishes they sell, I feel like it maybe was for the best.
Can't hear you.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward.
I said R.I.P. Noma, although based on some of these dishes, maybe it was for the best.
Man, I heard you enough. The first time, you didn't have to say it again.
This is the first episode of 2023 that we're recording. I feel like everybody did their like ins and outs of 2023. So I just wanted to open the floor here for these last 10 to 15 minutes for us to talk about our ins and outs. So guys, what's out for 2023?
Jobs.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Like a 9-to-5, the traditional office.
Like RIM.
Yeah. You know? At least... 9-to-5 scheduling is out for sure.
Love that. Murdika?
For me personally or just for everyone in general?
You could do trends or the you can industry. Do just you.
I'm going to assume you didn't answer and it's still either. So, I don't know. Personally, I'm going to try to drink less soda.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fair.
More of a resolution than a societal.
She's not getting it, but just let's not try and negotiate with her.
Well, I couldn't hear what Jeff said, and I went with a personal one.
Okay. That's all right. For me, I'm going to say what's out in 2023 is looking like garbage. I think every time I step out of the house, I'm going to want to look like I'm wearing an outfit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where do you shop at?
Etsy.
Really?
Glass
like,
City.
Is it used clothes or like people make custom shit?
It's like secondhand. Glass City, okay. Reclaimed is a favorite of mine. Bad Tourist Vintage is a favorite of mine. Dad's Closet is a favorite of mine. The shit is to dine for. As in, I would spend the amount of money it takes to dine at Noma, rest in peace, on a hat. In a hash.
Proud of you. Yeah. How would you describe your style, Jeff?
Bad.
I'm curious. Bad?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, I think it's kind of, you know.
Baggy faded. Core?
Yeah, maybe. Baggy. Maybe
mom core?
Sad core?
You have a good little vibe to you. I'm just curious. Not a trick question. Just wanted to know.
I think like shabby chic, maybe. Maybe a little bit of cottagecore creeping in. Maybe a little bit of Ivy League trad to be seen for this year.
You dress like you're famous.
Right. That's
100%. You dress like you're Chris Pine.
Yeah. These and are people all are compliments. Like, whoa, what
these
is
are all
wearing?
Buying questions. Yeah, 100%.
No. You gotta go full moo moo.
Meaning?
On a boat.
And then you'll the belt. Yeah.
I might go full momofuku. So I might just have like some ramen in a dinghy.
Right. Yeah.
Get like handlebar.
I'm actually.
The mustache.
Go all
I'm
the way down.
I'm revising mine.
It doesn't
in
really
for this
that way.
Year okay. is cyberbullying. I think we should bring it back, except not me, don't bully me, but like just in general. On the internet, I think people need to be told off a little more.
Yeah.
Fact. Oh, interesting.
Who are you going like, to cyberbully?
I don't know. I feel like at some point, people just like airing all of their problems on TikTok are going to look back and be like, what the fuck was I doing? It's like when you open... the photo booth app on your computer and you see like photos that you took in middle school on yeah. your iMac and you're like,
there's a photo of me holding a ukulele going like,
yeah, it's like, except that, but it's all public.
Yeah. I've been thinking of it's deleting like, TikTok. What do you think, Danny?
I've never been big on TikTok, and that's probably detrimental to my career because I feel like all of my peers are popping off TikTok.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's stressful.
Yeah.
It's not like fun. It's like, it's too many random people that you don't know. And then you know what's really nasty is weird reels and TikTok. It yeah. starts to get to the point where it's like, oh, you know, something you like, then it's like this dog with no eyes crying, you know, like, what yeah. the fuck? Like, or this baby
yeah,
with it.
Some
like, it's
real
like weird.
Shit.
Yeah, like, why is this pimple popper? Then it's like, we're going to show you someone, the eye being popped out. It's like,
yeah.
dog, I just wanted to see some highlights and like one little pimple popper video, then highlights. I don't need to see this nasty ass shit right before dinner.
8 inches of wax being removed from somebody's
yeah.
ear. I don't, who is this for?
It's like a fucking root canal. It's like, dog, this is a lot for
yeah.
my
that's
energy.
Why you got to curate. You got to curate the perfect. Page, but that's too much work.
Right.
That is work.
How do you cure it? You just who you just, follow?
Just searching and scrolling.
That's miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. And I don't recommend it.
So is TikTok out for this year?
No, it's
no.
still in.
I love TikTok.
But
still.
I think we should also bully people more.
On TikTok.
Back to the
and
bullies.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Old
no more
hate
participation trophies, you know.
Except don't bully me.
Don't bully me. Skin. Just watch. Don't bully me. Just watch.
No, 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 no.
Don't bully me. Just watch.
That's tight.
No,
that's the theme of
hang
every
HeadGum East video. Remember that Danny said that was tight, and so he'll start doing it for weeks on end. That little comment that you made is fueling him. You can see it in his smile.
That's why I'm here.
He's not even proud. He's just going to keep going a little bit longer.
Danny's the angel that sits on my shoulder. And you're the devil that lives in everyone's asshole. The line.
You are the devil's asshole.
Can't hear you.
Good.
Because his fucking stomach still. That's why you can't. His diaphragm's compressed. He can't fucking speak.
The leg.
I never thought I would be talking to a grown ass man on his stomach for 45 minutes. This is insane.
That's good enough for good ins and outs. Do you guys have any last minute ins and outs? Things that are maybe
did we say in?
What's that?
Did we say ins?
We didn't say any ins. Should we do what's in?
Yeah, I guess.
I think flannels.
I never really, you never really gave me an opportunity to
shut up.
Say what I thought. Because
you're not an arbiter of taste or otherwise. You're almost 40. So you're not an influencer.
Well, I got my finger on the pulse of the sort of older skewing demo.
No, you have your finger on the pulse of you because you have heart palpitations. Because you're over the goddamn hill, man.
Damn.
I was gonna say smoothies are kind of out.
Yeah,
people are not really into like Jamba or that.
I had Jamba Juice this morning and I was fucking Shake Shack. Thrilled to have it. Well, yeah, this I got chicken bites at awesome. Shake Shack.
Got Marika, we should have been on the same flight yesterday. I flew back from JFK yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I would have loved to sit in the same row as you.
Yeah, that would have been fun. I flew this morning though.
That's all right. What else is in?
Also, you could have come to Hibachi.
No, I was in Kingston in Woodstock.
Classic. Could have driven down with Dane, you know?
You know what else is in?
Didn't hear that.
Say what
you're
saying.
You know what else is in?
What about masks?
Podcast live show. What's that?
Masks
are in.
I would like to do a live show of this show in Los Angeles this spring. Is that too much to flask?
Can we do it somewhere else?
San Francisco?
Dayton, Ohio.
Why not LA? I feel like that would keep it cheap and easy. I'd love to do like a tour, but I feel like nobody's going to go for that.
No, we should do a tour.
Amir doesn't want
to
do that.
When you do things in LA, you're from LA. There's less of an impulse to get the tickets. And we do like HeadGum shows in LA. We have to we're coming to fucking Chicago and now it's like an event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Portland's a vibe.
Portland's a vibe. I think I said
Portland
at the same
before.
Time, Danny.
It's a good place.
Yeah. What else do you
like? Boston.
Danny, what else do you like?
I mean, there's certain places in Texas that might be decent. Cool. Austin could be tight.
I was gonna say Austin. Yeah,
I would say Austin. Chicago's a great place. Chicago, I did Chicago a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, not the show though.
What about just personally, like Danny? What do you like to eat?
You said what, Jeff?
What do you like to eat?
Like what's you sandwiches, dog.
Sandwiches
Big
for
sandwiches.
Sure. Me too.
I do like smoothies too. I felt offended with America. I made a smoothie today.
I was going to do it today, actually, too. That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm a big homemade smoothies dude.
Homemade. I was going to order it, but maybe now I'll do it in my own blender.
Yeah.
They're $15. They're not worth the amount of like the market rate on smoothies these days is insane.
It's crazy.
The markup.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you putting in your smoothie?
Bananas. Strawberries.
Strawberries.
A little yogurt.
Sometimes I'll do
a little bit of orange juice or grapefruit juice. Granola. That's the fucking game changer.
He is putting oats or granola in there, yeah.
You're grinding the granola or you're adding it?
We are grinding it. We, both of us, are doing it. Because I do what Danny does.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think Danny's kind of cool, so I want to be like Danny.
I've never had granola in the pre-blended smoothie. What is that?
Because you're not him. You're not the guy. Like, there's one the guy on the Zoom, and it's not any of us.
It's the Himothy blend. That's what we call it.
Himothy Chalamet.
A little bit of him in it. I sprinkle a little bit of him in it, and then that's how I get the final product.
Yeah, that's a lot of carbs.
I don't give a fuck, Jeff. It's my smoothie, dog. You asked me what I put in my fucking smoothie.
You're not putting any whey? I'm just wondering if you put any plant protein.
No, you just put the, you keep the leaves on the fucking strawberries, and that's all I need.
No way.
Just put the greens in.
Jose. No way.
Frozen?
Why would I don't need whey protein. What the fucking thing I am? Like whey protein? Like I'm. No. Like
you're a high school bodybuilder or something.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm not going through fucking puberty, bro. I'm a grown ass man. I don't need protein supplements to sit.
I went through a bodybuilding phase in high school where I had a lot of whey every day, but it just didn't work. Like I didn't gain muscle from that. I lost.
Did you ever have a creatine phase?
I had a creatine creative phase. So I would house it for energy. Put together a tapestry of a bunch of nonsense and Johns. And it didn't end up getting me into any kind of school that was worth a damn. I mean, I didn't get into.
Didn't you go to a good ass college? Didn't you go to USC?
That's true.
Oh, the foot. Rotate the foot so we can see the bone in the light. Yeah. Oh, the other one. Yeah.
Light,
I mean, my God.
Fire.
That looks like Dulcim.
When in doubt, just put the ankles up. That's crazy.
So plugs, what do you guys got? What do you want to point the people to? This has been a very good episode.
Has it?
I thought it was fun. I think there's some moments in there.
We couldn't hear you half the time.
That's not, there's nothing else I could have done, Brownlee. There's nothing else.
When this comes out.
Yeah?
We'll have done a live show in LA. So it sucks you couldn't come to that. I would love to see you. But watch it when it comes out on YouTube later this month. And we are doing a New York show, but I think it's sold out. So them's the breaks if you're there and haven't bought a ticket already. And, you know, follow me on Letterboxd at Marie Galon. I am funny on there. And I guess they're only. That's kind of it.
Hell yeah.
Keep you have to
rattling
say hell yeah.
Shit off.
You have to say hell yeah. I know you're bored.
I know you're bored.
Danny, Amir, what do you guys got going on?
We'll be hosting us. I guess Amir and I. I'm Black Jake. That's my new AKA.
So like Black Jesus, but Jake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's Jesus.
In a way.
Right, yeah, that is true.
Brown Jesus.
That's good. Thank you, Marika. That was a good one. So, yeah, we'll be hosting the HeyGum Happy Hour in LA, I guess yesterday, whenever this comes out. But come to the next one whenever we do it in LA in a couple months. But follow me at Follow Sellers. Follow my merch, or get my merch, I'm sorry, at followsellers.com. And yeah, man, like I said, doing a bunch of shit this year. So just follow me, making stuff, hanging out, telling jokes.
Hell yeah. Amir?
Can't hear you.
Amir?
Yeah, I mean, more of the same. You know where to get that content, that sweet, sweet content.
Yeah.
Reels. The year of the reels. That's what's really in this
keeping it reels.
Year.
Definitely.
9x16s was in this year.
Hell yeah.
And then I think maybe I'll just plug like paring down your following. Like,
no,
I mean, you know, definitely follow Marika on Letterboxd. Definitely follow Danny on Instagram and Twitter. But I don't know. Maybe see if there's like any muck, any mud, anything that you want to like get that dirt off your shoulder in a way. Like maybe Amir is taking up too much space.
I'm a problem. It's me.
He's a problem.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.